Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's going to be a beer and a sword.
They're not bringing that in.
I don't think so.
They could just put orange juice in it for us or something.
What?
You got a problem with orange juice?
In general?
In general.
No. Who has a problem with orange juice?
You don't like eggs, so I don't know. Maybe you're all against all breakfast items.
Orange juice is fine. I don't know if I want to order one at a Sabres game.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder, what is going on inside their head?
You would
ordering a weird thing.
Hey, you see this sword with the beer goes into? Could you put orange juice in it?
What's weirder, a Cobb salad at a movie theater or a saber full of orange juice?
Definitively the saber full of orange juice. You're not even close.
Can you get an orange juice at the arena?
Why would they have it?
You go to the bar where they make mixed drinks and you say, I just want an OJ.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Christmas season is upon us. Holiday season is upon us because you got a red cup. Yeah, I got
the cup I have right here is Christmas themed.
And downstairs in our lobby, the tree is up.
Yes.
And all the
it's going up.
Yes. Well, and the boxes are to adorn it with ornaments are on the way up. Yeah, so.
I'm also going with my wife tonight to see the new Bills Christmas movie.
Oh, Holiday Touchdown? What's it called?
I think it's Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story, I believe. Yep, going to that tonight.
Boy, how many jokes?
So that is,
how many jokes can we make about? Oh yeah, it's about what?
About the movie?
yeah. It's about how the Bills love their defensive linemen. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
Like, what can we do? Hey, they're getting some back, and that is good news.
The Bills love receivers. They run a 4-6-1. There you go. Or guys that were really good in 2019.
Yeah, maybe. Have you seen the forecast for Sunday?
Former second-round pick receivers would be the one, actually. The forecast for Sunday?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Not anymore.
No?
No.
Oh, no.
No. The forecast
in
for Sunday.
In what way? Okay, so I don't know. So it's either going to be crazy wind or the temp. It was supposed to be 50. So did the temperature drop? What do we got?
So I was listening on WBEN on my drive-in, and they said the tease was the Bucks are not going to like it.
All right.
And then I listened to the forecast, and I thought, oh, the Bills are not going to like it, and fans are not going to like it. So
the Bills are not going to like it.
Yes. So the breakdown, basically, from Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN was that during the morning hours, it'll be maybe 40s and some passing showers.
Yep.
And then in the afternoon, it will get colder with showers. Okay. So I think you're looking at
a gross day.
Yes, with winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. So cold, windy rain.
Counterpoint on the Bills aren't going to like it. I think the Bills might love a weather game.
Oh,
sure.
But I just mean, if you're going to this game,
Bills fans are not going to like
this game. Strap yourself in. And
yeah.
If you're attending this game, even as a player, sure, you might say, oh, good, we can run the ball and blah.
I'm thinking more about the game. What do the Bills do well? What do the Bucks do well? What do they not do well? They like to sling it. They want to throw the ball all around with Baker, and if they can't do that, the Bills be kind of already feel like the Bills can't do that. So if the Bills can't do that, fine. Bucks can't do it. Now it becomes a run game and a physical game.
Yeah.
But fans are going to be, you know, soaking wet. And it's 40 rain, right? Like it's cold rain.
And wind.
Yeah. Fan-wise, that's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah. So to that point, like where the Bucks rank on running the ball, they're not as good running the ball as the Bills.
No,
They're not as good passing the ball as the Bills.
Rushing DVOA this season, the Bills are second best and Tampa is 25th.
Yeah. They have been missing Bucky Irving for a solid month and a half.
Yep.
Right? He hasn't played since September. Because I saw a stat that he has more catches than James Cook on the year, and he hasn't played since September.
Yep.
So, yeah.
He's returning to practice, by the way, but he's not expected to play this week. So, they should not have him. I hate that we're here, but I hear, weather game. That's maybe good for their chances to win.
Maybe. I still think they will not like the weather. No one actually alive likes that weather.
All right.
Who likes it? You know, right. You got your folks like me who really like fall weather, stereotypical fall weather, a nice crisp day. It can be 44 degrees and sunny, you know, even though that's a little chilly.
Yeah.
I know this is also part of fall weather, but who really embraces 42 degrees, 25-mile-an-hour winds and rain?
No, I've never met a person that likes that.
They walk outside. this is my style.
There just couldn't be a person. No one. There couldn't be a person alive that likes it.
If it
goes down to 30 and it's snow, then you'll find some people that like that.
Yes, for sure.
A lot of people that
like
that.
Skiers like that. Yeah. Yeah, right? Like, what's not to like about that?
But nobody, no. What would you do? What can you do outside when it's 40 and rainy? That's the thing. It's the only weather where you can't do anything.
Right.
If it's 10 degrees and it's snowing, you can bundle up and you can go skiing or ice skating or snowboarding or whatever.
Or catch snowflakes on your tongue and
take
the kids outside and get them in snowsuits.
If it's perfect fall weather where it's like 50 and partly cloudy and crisp and even to the high 40s, you could do a million different things. And even if it's 100 degrees, you can go in the pool, right? Put on the sunscreen and go in the pool. 40 and rain, can't do nothing.
High near 40, rain. Gusting to 25, maybe higher.
Wow, windy too.
There should be a term for that. You know how we have our terms for grapple, which is a certain type of precipitation that falls from the sky?
Yeah.
There should just be a term for, how's it going to be tomorrow? 40, 25-mile-an-hour winds and rain. One word for that.
Well, okay, I had thought of two words. Just call it death rain.
There you go.
Death rain.
So anyway, enjoy the game, everybody. Bills and... And
when is the last weather game we had like that? Not like snow, where, like, I remember, I'm sure there's been many since then. I went to a game maybe in 2007. The Bills got rolled by San Francisco at home.
Hmm.
I think Edwards and Lossman played. They scored maybe 3 points, and it was 45 and rainy the whole day. It's the most miserable Bills game I think I've ever been to in my life. And it was partially because it was like 45 and raining the entire day.
When I think of the worst weather games I can remember, you know, there's the really cold ones, which I would not put in the category of worst. It is
the perfect game might be the best.
Yeah, I mean, that was 8 degrees below zero, and it was fine. Then there's the Giants game, where they are leading the Giants, and they lose to the Giants. The temperature drops 20 degrees at halftime after it had been raining. So if you were wearing pants and they were wet, they froze. You could your pants could freeze in the position that they were in. There's that one.
What year is that?
That's a Coughlin-Eli Giants
team. Is that
the
game where Ahmad Bradshaw breaks like an 80-yard run?
Maybe.
Okay, all right.
I think it's one of the years the Giants win the Super Bowl. They came into town, and it was a little bit of, is Eli going to get benched? Is Coughlin going to get fired? And then they rattled off a bunch of wins. So 2011, maybe? Probably 2007, 2011, one of those years.
I found this Bills game I was at, by the way. November 30th of 2008, the Bills lost 10-3, and it was 43 degrees.
Yikes.
38 degrees, heavy rain, wind of 15 miles per hour. They lost 10-3.
That's tough.
To Sean Hill.
That's tough.
Miserable football game.
The other weather games I think of, Houston about 4 years ago.
Yeah, but they won 40-0.
That's right, but it rained nonstop.
Yeah.
I think that was about four or five.
That was probably warm that day.
Four or five years ago. It was warmish. I mean, It was
that
probably
was early.
It was probably like 58 and rained the whole time. So much so that I was wearing full rain gear. And when I took it off, my shirt was soaked. Like how did it get through?
Yeah. So. Well, this is maybe a last at the stadium. The last you're drenched in cold rain day at the stadium.
Might be.
Because next year, unless you are close to the field, then you probably will still endure this. But if you're where I'm sitting, which is directly under the canopy, next year in this game, I'm probably going to be pretty dry.
Right.
I'd be probably entirely dry.
We are in the same section, which was unplanned.
We're in the same row, actually.
That's right. We're in the same row, same section, which was unplanned. But we're going to be loving that. Loving under that canopy.
While watching Josh Allen
throw
and the
it
Bills
in the rain.
Just in the downpour.
Oh, yeah. It looks chilly down there.
Right. Call buddy in row 4. How's it going down there? It's like the guy on the Weather Channel when he's in the middle of a hurricane, like trying to talk through the mic and you can't even really hear him.
Yeah,
that's your buddy in row 3.
That field looks really muddy, he said in his t-shirt.
Right, grass.
And shorts. Right, mud.
Oh, the odd mud game we're going to get.
Might get that.
In the future.
Well, anyway. Yeah, the forecast,
haven't had a mud game.
Haven't, ever.
We've never had a mud game.
That's right.
Unless there was one in the 60s or something.
803-0550, our phone number. All right, coming up on the show today, here's what we got, a bunch. We've got Paul Hamilton. He'll join us at 8 o'clock to talk about the Sabres. Yes, we will do that. Alex Barth on the Patriots at 8:30. We have actually a Patriots guest on a non-Patriots week because the Bills are chasing the Patriots, and they play tonight against the Jets. So Alex Barth on the Patriots at 8:30. Trevor Sikkema on the Bucks at 9 o'clock. 9:10. So that's the rundown today. Bills and Bucks. And one thing I was thinking about today is Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Like Allen and Baker clearly have somewhat of a relationship, friendly rivalry, friends, see each other occasionally.
Hear him yesterday about each other.
Yeah. Mutual respect, able to talk a little junk about each other. Baker said that Josh has small hands.
Yeah.
And that got one of the biggest reactions I've ever seen out of Allen.
Like, yeah.
No way.
He said he's 6'10 with small hands, I think was the exact quote. Yeah.
6'10 with small hands. Says I need a walkie-talkie to talk to him because he's so far away because he's so tall. And then Allen said that Baker wears 2 gloves while golfing.
Yes.
And said he's that kind of guy. So anyway, I think there's a mutual respect there. And Baker and the Bucks. We'll play it a little bit later because I didn't tell Dan to find this because I was going to get to this later, but here we are. We're on this point. Did you hear McDermott on Baker?
Yes. Yes. He talked a lot about like his journey in getting here more than like even what he is right now as a player.
Dan, I didn't tell Dan Dale to find this before. If you know the cut I'm referencing and you can find this, great. But, we always do this. We don't always do this, but, you know, if you sit in these chairs or sometimes if you want to try to pick through what people say. When McDermott's talking about Baker, I wonder if he's talking to someone else. Because what he says is leadership, fire, consistency, that message, people see you. And I thought, is he talking to his own quarterback about standing up on the sidelines and engaging with people again and getting something back? They're looking to you, body language, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I know the Bills actually really value body language because Allen talks about it. He talks about body language with receivers. They've got people down there that talk about the importance of that. And I don't know if they are keying in on Allen's body language when he's just sitting on the sidelines in between drives.
Mm-hmm.
He's always kind of done that. I'm not one to sit here and say it's bad, but I wonder if they're looking for a little bit of a change there. Because when he talked about Baker yesterday, I thought, he's talking to someone. Maybe he's talking to Keon Coleman. Maybe he's talking to Deion Walker. I mean, like, really, could be anybody. But, you know, if you go to a podium and say something that's complimentary of an opponent but is a little bit like, yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I'm entitled to read into it a little bit.
It's possible. It could just be, though, the things he remembers that he loved about Baker when they were in the pre-draft process, couldn't it be? Because didn't a lot of people think they liked Baker and liked him a lot going into that draft?
Yes.
And why would you have liked Baker?
Because of his attitude.
Because he does have a cannon arm. I think he had the longest throw in the league in the last, 10 years until Rodgers just did that Hail Mary a couple of weeks ago. Like, he's got a cannon. But why would you be drawn to him? Right, because he is fiery and he will want to fight you on the field if you get in his face. And Allen's a trash talker too, by the way, but just like kind of a different way. Allen's more of like, who, like, remember the Dolphins player, like, who's this guy? Who's this name on the back? Mayfield is like, I will fight you. I don't care who you are. So it could just be remembering what he liked about Baker. But I wouldn't throw out the possibility, because he is the thing we've kind of talked about this week that was used to be Diggs a little bit and used to be Dable a little bit, like a guy that would kind of light a fire under somebody on the sideline or in the locker room. And maybe Allen does that in the locker room, then we just don't really get to see it. He certainly doesn't seem that way on the sidelines, and nobody else is either, but Baker is certainly that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like it's possible that McDermott wants a person in his team to be like that, and the quarterback he's about to play is very much like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This week's game against the Bucks is presented by the University of Wyoming. You're ready for any field with the University of Wyoming, a proud partner of the Buffalo Bills. Got to get back to the phone calls at 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Who are you looking at to step up Sunday against the Bucks to help ensure victory for the Bills and get them to 7-3 on the season? Back to the phones we go, into Tom on the west side. What's up, Tom?
Gentlemen, and fear producer, gentlemen. I would like to say that I don't like to name names, and I was going to be a wise guy and say that I nominate Steve this week to give the pregame speech, and then if he has to come back down at halftime, he could reinforce it, because he's not going to get hurt too bad riding the golf cart and the elevator up to the announcer's booth. But anyway, I'm going to agree with Mike and say that it's receivers, because I want to see the passing game step up. Now, last week, it was a debacle, is one of Steve's words, debacle. It was a mess. They only ran the ball through Cook 13 times, and they threw it 40 times. Now, that's not a recipe for success the way the Bills have been playing this year. So what they need to do, and I understand Cook could be a little banged up. He's got a gimpy ankle, I think. So, I mean, you could run Davis. You could run Johnson and put Gilliam on the field. I was thinking of even putting Gilliam in the backfield with maybe Anderson in front of him and run those two up the middle, because I bet you Gilliam could get a bunch of yards running the ball. Go ahead and talk about it, guys.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, I mean, subscribing to 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Steve.
Well,
Alec
yeah.
Anderson, Reggie Gilliam, yeah. Straight ahead. Here
three
we go.
3 yards of cloud of dust and 1,800 pounds of people.
Problem is Vita Vea is 347 pounds.
It's easy for Bills, and one thing we all do, I do it, Brownie does it, and certainly the fans who call into the show do it. You come up with, you know, exaggerated solutions to what happened this last week. And that's all well and good. And yeah, and if the Bills would have put Reggie Gilliam and Alec Anderson in the backfield and started pounding it right at Miami, sooner or later they would have done it. Would they have done it enough to win the game? I don't know. But it would have been better than the outcome we had to sit through, right? The problem is you're going into a game trying to formulate a game plan with what you know can work, what your team's good at, and to go off the rails and pull guys off the bench and or plug them in the lineup or try some new personnel formation. You should not ever – under any circumstances, have to do that kind of stuff. That is, it's an antidote to a problem after the fact. And certainly, if you could tell the future, you would do some crazy stuff. But nobody can. So you're going to go in and you're going to play your game. You're going to do what you do. You're going to have your players stick to their strengths, put them in a position to be successful, and you're going to run your game plan. I get it, Tom. We all do it. If they would have gone heavier than heavy, I mean, if they would have gone jumbo heavy, you know, give me the 747 personnel, right? Let's go. They might have
747.
They might have won the game doing that. But going into the game, there's no reason to think the Miami Dolphins are going to have the kind of effort they had, and the Bills are going to have the kind of effort they had. You go into that game not knowing. So you do what you do best. You stick to that. You plan for that. And you have contingency plans and plan Bs and plan Cs, Fs, Hs, all of those things. So, yeah, I get it. It'd be fun to think. It's fun to think about. I was sitting with Thurman and Jim a couple of days ago, and we were laughing and how much absolute fun the offense was back in the day, running a play every 16 seconds.
In real time.
Forget the game clock and play clock. It was like, let's just get there as fast as we can and snap it again. Let's go. It was fun because it worked. But you also had four Hall of Fame guys on the edges of that offense and the biggest offensive line in pro football. It's a little different scenario these days. So yeah. It's always fun to think about and talk about. But when push comes to shove and you got to put in a real game plan against a real opponent for a real NFL game – you don't do the kind of stuff we always talk about. It's just not smart.
Let's go to Diane in Clarence. What's up, Diane?
Hey, guys. I will keep it short and sweet. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you guys noticed, but after last week's game, well, I know you did. You commented on, you know, some of the players were, we didn't play as hard as they did, or you know, didn't show up for the game or whatever. I think everybody on that roster who is dressed for Sunday's game needs to step up their game, show up to win, and show up and play hard. I played sports all my life and never got paid a dime. I showed up to win that game. And honestly, I've never seen Josh look so disheveled after a post-game interview. So I don't know if something went through the locker room that day or what, but I believe if every player shows up, They play their position, and they play like the team that they are, and actually do what they're supposed to do, what their job is, they will win. But enough with the they played harder than we did, or, you know, we whatever the excuse. There's no more excuses like that. I want to hear it. Just show up, play, and be the great team that you are. And that's all I got to say.
Thanks, right. Diane.
Thanks, Diane. Yeah, I mean, Daquan Jones said as much in the locker room last Sunday because he was asked what some of his teammates were saying, like, well, they just played harder than us. And Daquan kind of gave a quizzical look at the reporter, and he's like, yeah, no. We get paid a lot of money to go out and perform every week. There's none of that, at least for me.
Right.
And that's a guy that had to go kick out and play defensive end for the first time in 4 years because they only had three healthy ones left for more than half the game.
You're right. That's a little bit embarrassing, I think, for a locker room to go out and play like that and have that be evident and then have to own up to it. And they did own up to it, which is the right thing to do.
Even though it doesn't make it any better.
It doesn't make it any better, but it does let people like us know they saw it, felt it, and it was probably true. And there is no excuse for it, but you got to own up to it and you got to get over it and you got to go on. And I would be surprised if it isn't a little bit of a different looking crew that comes out there out of the tunnel this Sunday.
I would be more shocked if there isn't a dramatic improvement this week.
Right.
Than to see a similar performance to what we saw last week.
Right.
Let's go to John in Alden next. What's up, John?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Bills fans in 66. So I'm just spitballing here. I'm going to run something by you, and then I'll hang up and see what you think. How they're looking for a wide receiver, right, that can burn, that can spread the field. He may already be on the roster. And that's with Maxwell Hairston. He runs a 4.3 40, and he can catch. And we were talking about last Sunday. Why don't they use him? Even if they use him as a decoy, this guy can burn the field. I just wanted to know what you might think about that.
Yeah, you're not the first caller to bring it up, John, and thanks for the call. I think they've got so much they're trying to teach him and put on his plate defensively right now. I think the last thing they want to do, even if it's in a decoy role, is to have him thinking about stuff other than playing cornerback. That's just not the way Coach McDermott rolls. They do believe in position flexibility, but it's usually on the same side of the ball. They don't flip to the other side of the ball, rarely, if at all. And they have guys that are just as fast. So if they really needed that, they could utilize them, whether it's Joshua Palmer, Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore. All of those guys are 4.3 guys. I think Palmer's a 4.4 guy. So they have players that can do what you're talking about. For whatever reason, they have not utilized them in that fashion. So if they're not going to utilize guys that play receiver with comparable speed in that way, I don't think there's any way that it's even considered to put Max Hairston on that side of the ball.
There's a reason that that's not a thing around the NFL, because everybody's got one of those guys, right? They've got elite athletes on one side of the ball or the other, and they don't switch them back and forth. There's a good reason for it, and we've talked a lot about it.
And look, they just signed Mecole Hardman to the practice squad. He runs a 4.33. He's a field stretcher by trade. I don't expect him to be on the field on offense this week because he's got a lot to learn and get acclimated to with respect to scheme. But maybe in a week or two, he's returning kicks and punts to help there. And if he's quick on the uptake, maybe he gets on the field and does that. We'll see. They're trying to give themselves options in the last couple of weeks.
I think what keeps teams from doing the massive, or sometimes you might say it's a subtle change, just putting one other guy on the field or whatever. Teams are slow or don't, or reticent or whatever you want to call it. They don't make those kind of adjustments. Because when you watch film and you know what you're watching and you see the play that's called, you see who broke down on the play, why it broke down, and what was supposed to happen and what didn't happen, and what the defense did that was good and what they did that you should have taken care of and all that. When you start breaking it down like that, it's more about you than them. And you know how to, you can fix, you feel like, and you're probably right, you can fix it. You don't need to change six guys on offense or one guy on offense, or this guy being faster on the outside is not what was wrong with the play. So that's where most of the differences lie in what coaching staff see and come up with to solve problems than, you know, the fans out here who say, you know, just put a fast guy out there who can catch. That's why the answers to the problems are very, very different.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that's not going to be the last touchdown Max Harrison gives up. It's not going to be the last catch he gives up. Playing corner in this league is a challenge. Really good receivers, you know, but it was awesome to see him respond. Again, we talk about the resiliency all the time, and Max is going to be a good player.
Babbage, one of the few bright spots Sunday for the Bills. Maxwell Hairston with that interception in the loss to the Dolphins. From the Convention Center, tonight's the night for the annual Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Pretty smooth sailing the rest of the way for us, except for possibly a couple of guests toward the back end of the show when the inductees start to file in. It's only Tuesday, but Todd Bowles, have you worked up any hatred for the Bucs coach too early in the week? Or do you already have some? Do you already walk around with it? Maybe, I don't even know what you feel, how you feel about Todd Bowles.
I sort of like rooting for Todd Bowles. So I'm gonna have to get back to you. I'm gonna have to dig in.
Yes.
And clearly. And find some actionable content for you on Todd Bowles.
Yes.
Remember, it took me until Friday of the game, the Carolina game, to get something on Canales. And please don't ask me what that was, because I've forgotten already what it was. But I know I did come with something Friday early in the show. I think we're supposed to. I made a big deal about it. Like, oh, let's wait. What did I tell you? What I've got here? And it was, you know, the armpit fart noise, basically. But I did get there. So I'll dig in.
You need it. We needed it
tonight while I'm watching Leafs Bruins on TNT / HBO Max / whatever. I'll do some Googling. I'll go find some goods on Todd Bowles.
I watched a game recently that he played in. Okay. Oh, there's Todd Bowles.
All right.
Super Bowl 21.
Was he any good?
I don't remember. It didn't make a huge, a profound impact on me, right. His play. But I see here at Pro Football Reference that he did have a tackle in that game.
Do you have any nicknames?
Oh, I don't see any.
That could be a good place for me to start.
Unfortunately for you, I don't see any.
A good place to start. I mean, this is the most frivolous possible place to start. But that, you know, that's how I like to do it.
It's still a place to start.
Right now, I'm an empty set right now, and I have not pulled anything in yet. So I would like to start with that, but I can't. Obviously,
you know, earlier I brought up Nick Sirianni and then Sean McDermott. How many teams do you see them coaching over the course of their careers? Like, both guys have been very successful in their first job, in their first head coaching job, and maybe they both last in those jobs a long time. Has either done enough? So we talked about this last hour. Has either done enough where, if they were to be out for whatever reason in their current job, that they'd get scooped right up? And you kind of think yes.
I think both are yeses. Yes.
Bowles has coached three franchises.
Right.
The Dolphins as an interim coach, and then the Jets for 4 years, and then Tampa, which is now his fourth year in Tampa. And his win-loss record isn't great because of those Jet years.
The Jet years are tough. That's part of the reason why I led with, I sort of like thinking, I like to root for him, because I think anybody who goes through the machine that is the Jets, the fact that they even get another job is to their credit. And I just think that can scar a guy, a coach, and I appreciate the fact that he's managed to do all right for himself post-Jets years. I just think that's the worst job in football.
So he has a Super Bowl ring as a player, and then he would have one as the defensive coordinator of the Brady Bucks.
Okay.
That one with Arians. He replaces Arians. You know what's interesting is, I'm thinking about this, he replaced Rex in New York.
New York, right.
And he replaced Bruce Arians. And this is if I'm not stereotyping wrongly, it's a classic example of how teams hire their next coach. Because you've just got two big mouths.
Right.
And Todd Bowles is like exactly the opposite of that, right? I mean,
right.
I know I've heard him talk.
But it's very low key. Yeah.
You don't hear him talk on the late night circuit. He's maybe not destined to go into broadcasting. When maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe he'd be good.
No, this is a guy, like, I don't know. Maybe, well, I'll see him on the field, you know, either at halftime or after halftime, right, because they take turns. And I don't know what he's like in that situation. Most guys are just get me through it. I just have a feeling he's like, is there a five-word sentence I can use here? Like, that would be bold. Whatever you're going to ask me, I'm having the lowest minimum amount of talking I can possibly do is how I feel like he would be in that situation. I don't know if that's misjudgment on my part, but I just feel like he's a very low-key, serious dude.
Which, my grandmother used to say, the less you say, the more people think you know.
Mm-hmm.
And look how I've come to embody that.
Right, yes.
I'm never talking.
Right.
The less you say, the more people think you know. And so Bowles, you know, like, to your point, maybe you get the impression, I can believe this guy. I trust him. He doesn't say a lot, but when he talks, I'm listening. I trust him. Yet, his reputation for talking about injuries is not great in this way. It's not great. Like, with Godwin, they I think ruled Godwin out for this game already. But,
And Irving, too, I think. They're on the same.
Bucky.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more toward the Pete Carroll end of the spectrum. it seems, where everybody's like just they're almost back.
Oh, okay.
Like they could have put Bucky Irving got hurt 5 games ago. They didn't put him on IR because, you know, this isn't what he said. This isn't like a quote. But what they did didn't work.
But, yeah, he's week to week but not 4 weeks.
Yeah, right. Basically, and it's been more than that now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Are they good? How good is Tampa Bay? How tough a test is this game?
I think they're. I mean, they're down guys, right? I mean, they're really making it work with Ibuka, and so no Evans, no Godwin. But I feel like that's a passing game that I'm even with just the one of the big three threats that they had coming into the year. I'm worried about their passing game. I'm worried about defending them. I think Baker is going to just he's going to put it in there, and I don't think the Bills have been that buttoned up. Yeah, they didn't have a terrible week in Miami. And again, it was 16-0 into the fourth quarter, and then it was a couple of long runs that really did them in that made it end up a blowout.
Yeah.
And you know, so they hit the one long one, but it wasn't like, you know, there was just what, you know, guys just running open. Like Tua didn't have a day on them. I feel like Baker Mayfield could have a day on them. I think this is an opponent that you just. I mean, I don't have a lot of familiarity with them. I bet a lot of Bills fans don't. I mean, we watch the league. We see them when they're in prime time in red zone or whatever. But we're only a couple of weeks removed from Baker Mayfield being like an MVP candidate.
Right.
You know, so they've had a couple of down weeks, and the injuries probably are eventually, like maybe for a little while you can get by before teams start figuring out, like, you know, what you're doing to make it work without Evans and Godwin and without Bucky Irving, and maybe they can just take Ibuka away a little more easily now that we're a few weeks into it. But I have a lot of respect for this Tampa team.
They have kind of stopped scoring. They were at a pretty high pace through week 6. It was the Monday night game in Detroit that took the shine off Mayfield for the MVP, in the MVP conversation. They lost that game 24-9. Then a low-scoring win in New Orleans when the Saints really didn't threaten at all, but 212 total yards for the Bucs in the game against the Saints. And then bigger numbers last week, but they got lit up defensively by the Patriots. So it has slowed down there. At the Bills, then at the Rams for Tampa in the next two.
They got lit up by speed. Yeah, I mean, Henderson had those two long runs, and the young receivers, Kyle Williams.
Yes.
I mean, that was, I mean, fire up the Jets. That was just a crossing pattern, and then he just ran away from everybody.
Another perfect throw.
Yeah.
See the Diggs touchdown?
Yes, I did.
That was pretty slick.
Yes, that really was. That was fourth down, too.
It was fourth down at the one. I had the game on in the radio when it happened. And I was almost shocked that they went for it. Because, again, that math, that fourth down goal-to-go math doesn't really matter when it's the end of the half. Because they're not going to – if you miss it, they're not starting at their one. This is the – it's like 1 second left or something. Yeah. It was like the last play of the half. And, man, it did not look like it was there, that pass to Diggs. But May hit it. Ibuka, you mentioned him, having a great rookie season. Tez Johnson, Bulldog, you're a big Tez Johnson guy.
He's always have been.
He's relevant in that offense.
Going back to his Pop Warner days.
With their injuries. Tez Johnson.
I had him in my Pop Warner fantasy league.
I think he's small.
When he played Pop Warner?
Yes. He's not that small. 5'10", 165. Is that small? That's not really small. It's not Tank Dell.
It's smallish.
It's not big.
Right.
He's not old, but he's not young.
Right.
He's not small, but it's not big.
No.
Tez Johnson. Who is brothers with Bo Nix. This is the guy out of Oregon that Bo Nix's parents maybe adopted.
Oh, okay. I did not know that connection.
I think it's that story.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.